Chapter 10. What sorrow Queen Guinevere made for Sir Lancelot, and how he was sought by knights of his kin. And when the queen heard them say so, she fell to the earth in a dead swoon. And then Sir Bors took her up and doled her. And when she was awaked, she kneeled down afore the three knights and held up both their hands and besought them to seek him and spare not for no goods but that he be founden, for I wot he is out of his mind. And Sir Bors, Sir Ector, and Sir Lionel departed from the queen, for they might not abide no longer for sorrow. And then the queen sent them treasure enough for their expenses, and so they took their horses and their armor and departed. And then they rode from country to country, in forests and in wilderness and in wastes, and ever they laid watch both at forests and at all manner of men as they rode, to hearken and spear after him, as he that was a naked man in his shirt, with a sword in his hand. And thus they rode nigh a quarter of a year, endlong and overthwart, in many places, forests and wilderness, and oft times were evil lodged for his sake. And yet for all their labor and seeking could they never hear word of him. And wit you well these three knights were passing sorry. Then at the last Sir Bors and his fellows met with a knight that hight Sir Melion de Tartare. "Now, fair knight," said Sir Bors, "whither be ye away?" For they knew either other aforetime. At the bottom of this page is a definition of the word dawd. It means revived. Page 206. "Sir," said Melion, "I am in the way toward the court of King Arthur." "Then we pray you," said Sir Bors, "that you will tell my lord Arthur and my lady, Queen Guinevere, and all the fellowship of the Round Table, that we cannot in no wise hear tell where Sir Lancelot is become." Then Sir Melion departed from them and said that he would tell the king and the queen and all the fellowship of the Round Table as they had desired him. So when Sir Melion came to the court of King Arthur, he told the king and the queen and all the fellowship of the Round Table what Sir Bors had said of Sir Lancelot. Then Sir Gawain, Sir Uwain, Sir Sagramore le Desirous, Sir Aglaval, and Sir Percival de Gales took upon them by the great desire of King Arthur, and in especial by the queen, to seek throughout all England, Wales, and Scotland, to find Sir Lancelot, and with them rode 18 knights more to bear them fellowship. And wit you well, they lacked no manner of spending, and so were they 23 knights. Now turn we to Sir Lancelot, and speak we of his care and woe, and what pain he there endured, for cold, hunger, and thirst he had plenty. And thus, as these noble knights rode together, they by one assent departed. And then they rode by two, by three, and by four, and by five, and ever they assigned where they should meet. And so Sir Aglaval and Sir Percival rode together unto their mother, that was a queen in those days. And when she saw her two sons, for joy she wept tenderly. And then she said, "Ah, my dear sons, when your father was slain, he left me four sons, of the which now be twain slain. And for the death of my noble son, Sir Lamorak, shall my heart never be glad." And then she kneeled down upon her knees to four Aglaval and Sir Percival, and besought them to abide at home with her. "Ah, sweet mother," said Sir Percival, "we may not, for we come of king's blood of both parties, and therefore, mother, it is our kind to haunt arms and noble deeds." Page 207. "Alas, my sweet sons," then she said, "for your sakes I shall lose my liking and lust, and then wind and weather I may not endure, what for the death of your father, King Pellinore, that was shamefully slain by the hands of Sir Gawain and his brother, Sir Gaheris, and they slew him, not manly, but by treason. Ah, my dear sons, this is a piteous complaint for me of your father's death, considering also the death of Sir Lamorak, that of knighthood had but few fellows. Now, my dear sons, have this in your mind. Then there was but weeping and sobbing in the court when they should depart, and she fell in swooning in midst of the court. Chapter 11. How a servant of Sir Aglaval's was slain, and what vengeance Sir Aglaval and Sir Percival did therefore. And when she was awaked, she sent a squire after them with spending enough, and so when the squire had overtaken them, they would not suffer him to ride with them, but sent him home again to comfort their mother, praying her meekly of her blessing. And so this squire was benighted, and by misfortune he happened to come to a castle where dwelled a baron. And so when the squire was come into the castle, the lord asked him from whence he came and whom he served. My lord, said the squire, I serve a good knight that is called Sir Aglaval. The squire said it to good intent, weening unto him to have been more forborne for Sir Aglaval's sake than he had said he had served the queen, Aglaval's mother. Well, my fellow, said the lord of that castle, for Sir Aglaval's sake thou shalt have evil lodging, for Sir Aglaval slew my brother, and therefore thou shalt die on part of payment. And then that lord commanded his men to have him away and slay him. And so they did, and so pulled him out of the castle, and there they slew him without mercy. Page 208. Right so on the morn came Sir Aglaval and Sir Percival riding by a churchyard where men and women were busy, and beheld the dead squire, and they thought to bury him. What is there, said Sir Aglaval, that ye behold so fast? A good man start forth and said, Fair knight, here lieth a squire slain shamefully this night. How was he slain, fair fellow? Said Sir Aglaval. My fair sir, said the man, the lord of this castle lodged this squire this night, and because he said he was servant unto a good knight that is with King Arthur, his name is Sir Aglaval, therefore the lord commanded to slay him, and for this cause is he slain. Gramercy, said Sir Aglaval, and ye shall see his death revenged lightly, for I am that same knight for whom this squire was slain. Then Sir Aglaval called unto him Sir Percival, and bade him alight lightly, and so they alit both, and betook their horses to their men, and so they yede on foot into the castle, and all so soon as they were within the castle gate, Sir Aglaval bade the porter, Go thou unto thy lord, and tell him that I am Sir Aglaval, for whom this squire was slain this night. Anon the porter told this to his lord, whose name was Goodwin. Anon he armed him, and then he came into the court, and said, Which of you is Sir Aglaval? Here I am, said Aglaval. For what cause slewest thou this night my mother's squire? I slew him, said Sir Goodwin, because of thee, for thou slewest my brother, Sir Gaudelin. As for thy brother, said Sir Aglaval, I vow it I slew him, for he was a false knight, and a betrayer of ladies and of good knights, and for the death of my squire thou shalt die. I defy thee, said Sir Goodwin. Then they lashed together as eagerly as it had been two lions, and Sir Percival, he fought with all the remnant that would fight, and within a while Sir Percival had slain all that would withstand him, for Sir Percival dealt so his strokes that were so rude that there durst no man abide him. Page 209. And within a while Sir Aglaval had Sir Goodwin at the earth, and there he unlaced his helm and struck off his head, and then they departed and took the horses, and then they let carry the dead squire unto a priory, and there they interred him. Chapter 12. How Sir Percival departed secretly from his brother, and how he loosed a knight bounden with a chain, and other things. And when this was done, they rode into many countries, ever inquiring after Sir Lancelot, but never they could hear of him. And at the last they came to a castle that hight Cardican, and there Sir Percival and Sir Aglaval were lodged together. And privily, about midnight, Sir Percival came to Aglaval's squire, and said, Arise and make thee ready, for ye and I will ride away secretly. Sir, said the squire, I would full fain ride with you where ye would have me, but, and my lord your brother, take me, he will slay me. As for that, care not, for I shall be thy warrant. And so Sir Percival rode till it was afternoon, and then he came upon a bridge of stone, and there he found a knight that was bounden with a chain fast about the waist unto a pillar of stone. O fair knight, said that bounden knight, I require thee, loose me of my bonds. What knight are ye? Said Sir Percival. And for what cause are ye so bounden? Sir, I shall tell you, said that knight. I am a knight of the Table Round, and my name is Sir Persides, and thus, by adventure, I came this way, and here I lodged in this castle at the bridge foot, and therein dwelleth an uncourteous lady.